I can't hear you, Dr. Eller. School's out for the summer.
Yes, it is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Only one more day. Of course, we couldn't do this without Alice Cooper, right? I mean, how great is this song? This is like just, it's just the anthem, right? To play.
Yes, yes.
When you're ready to go. No, we're so excited that obviously, you know, school's out for the summer tomorrow, and we are back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the superintendent, of course. That's why you're here. Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. This year is coming to a close. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
I feel like just yesterday we were saying, oh, welcome to the 20, yes. You know, 4/25 school year. It's going to be great. And it was great.
It was. Yes, absolutely. And, of course, under your leadership and your vision, so many things have been able to be accomplished this year. And, I mean, where do we even begin? I mean, this is really just an incredible all the numbers, all the stats, all of the measurements are just a testament to what you have seen in place over the last 4 years. And just really exciting to see where things will go in the future. Just overlooking a snapshot really quick before we get into specifics of the senior graduating class and graduation tonight, what has been one of your biggest accomplishments this year that you have seen?
So I told someone the other day, and it has to do with the senior class, that I was at their award ceremony. They had a scholarship banquet Thursday night. And, you know, a lot of times with our students, you might see the same handful of students receive the same scholarship.
Yes.
That same group is called up over and over again to receive scholarships. But over half of our senior class received a scholarship of some sort of fashion.
Yeah.
That was amazing in itself. And then Friday morning, they had an award ceremony just to reiterate some of their accolades, whether it was ACT scores or being in the top 10 or being named magna cum laude. And I literally stood in the back with tears in my eyes. Because my very first award ceremony, my first year here, looked very different. And just to see the accomplishments that our students have made in these 4 years, I stood back there and cried. I was so proud. I was like a proud mama back there, you know, when they were calling out the ACT scores, when they were calling out, you know, 24% of the class, their GPA is over 4.0.
That's incredible. It really is. 24%.
Yes.
That's what, 40 students or so.
Right.
That have a 4.0 or greater.
Right.
And what, over $2 million in scholarships, you say?
Oh, yes. And the numbers keep coming in.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows how many they will receive and the dollar amounts, you know, by the time it's over.
I would say that is definitely, if you were to take a snapshot at success, I would say that is it.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, because that's what it's all about, right? I mean, you're preparing them for the day after graduation,
right?
And the fact that they have had this training, this education, this foundational base to learn from, is something that you have helped guide and put into place over the last 4 years, and being able to make sure that you have the right teachers in place, the right personnel,
right?
And so, that's exciting to see, of course, just being a community stakeholder as well, for you to see that success come through the graduating class, for
sure. One of the things I was charged with on my arrival was to figure out a way to increase achievement, and namely at the high school level, we know our only form of measurement is the ACT. So we needed to figure out a good plan for increasing that for our students. And like I said, you know, when I stood there and I listened to name after name after name be called out. And then not only that, we had so many students that credentialed with a career tech course, so that now they have a toolkit to go out into the world and pursue a career, whether they choose to pursue it now or whether they choose to pursue it after, you know, a college course or a certificate, you know, additional certification. They're at least leaving us with a toolkit. And my very first year, that was not the case.
Yeah.
And just to see how far our students have come, just, it was short of amazing.
that you can tell, just, I'm just seeing it just in your eyes, like, I need to offer you a tissue. just being able to know the proud moments that you have,
right.
That you can just reflect on and see that. And I would say that, it's incredible to see that measurement of success for sure. So many have made the highest achievements, you know, cum laude, magna cum laude, summa cum laude, and all the great echelon of education there as you exit high school. The valedictorian and the salutatorian for 2025. Valedictorian is Catherine Price. Salutatorian is Bailey Patterson. Two incredible young ladies with such bright futures ahead of them. Catherine Price, of course, she's the daughter of Amy and Dale Price. She has one sister, Lily Frances, and they're from Sylacauga. She plans to go to the University of Alabama. She plans to major in nursing with a minor in political science, and she wants to be a certified registered nurse anesthesiologist. And so that's going to be incredible for her. And then Bailey, she's the daughter of Kim Nix and Jonathan Patterson. And she is going to attend Southern Union State Community College. She wants to major in nursing as well, and she wants to be a doctor of nursing. The incredible drive, that's just a fraction of what you see with these kids that are graduating.
And, you know, both of those young ladies were able to take advantage of health science classes that we have at the high school because of our great partnership with Coosa Valley. So, it goes back to our community partners as well, making these opportunities happen for these girls, for these students, so that they have a good, clear picture of what could happen in the future and then a good plan of how to get there.
Yeah. You obviously have so much work that goes into this point in terms of graduating and making sure that you come out on top. What would you say to the students who want to achieve this level that these two valedictorian and salutatorian have achieved? Where does that start, and at what point?
One, I would say take advantage of every opportunity that you've been given. Right now, our students have the advantage. We have formed a partnership with CAC, with Central Alabama Community College, to begin a LEAPS program that will begin for current ninth graders. So it'll be for eighth graders that just are finishing, who are coming into their ninth grade year. We did an application process, and I know they did interviews already. Those students will be set up on a clear trajectory so that they could achieve Val or Sal. They will begin taking college classes literally this summer between their eighth and ninth grade year. And when they're finished, they will actually finish with an associate degree and a high school diploma at the same time.
The opportunities that have been afforded, like you said, you take advantage of them. I didn't have that. You didn't have that.
I would have loved that.
Yeah. I mean,
at the scholarship banquet Thursday night, a representative from CAC was there to hand out some scholarships. And she simply said, "How many of you have taken advantage of the dual enrollment classes on our campus, either campus?" Almost the entire room stood up.
Yeah, that's so special.
Yeah,
that's a testament to a great community partnership.
Right.
Number one, but then leveraging that in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Number two, that's something I know that you're super proud of. You know, it's of course the end of the school year. You talked about the accolades, the achievements, you know, graduation tonight. But you know, vision forward, summertime. Right. Overall thoughts on summer, school activities that are happening, but then also just generalities of, hey, take a breather, regroup for next year.
Right. So we still have a lot of opportunities for our students this summer. I would highly, highly encourage if your student received an invitation to come to literacy camp for them to please attend. That is just another opportunity that we can work on those vital reading skills to have them prepared and ready. We also have math camp that will take place this summer. Same thing. If you have a student that received an invitation for math camp that's held for grades 4 and 5, please, please send them. they'll get an opportunity for small group instruction, really to work on those mathematical skills so that they will be set up for success in the future. We do have summer school that's taking place at the middle school and the high school, both for credit recovery and for credit advancement. So if you want an opportunity to get ahead on some coursework, you have the opportunity this summer to do it. We'll also be having driver's ed classes at the high school as well. And so just a great opportunity to take advantage of that. And it also helps with insurance and to make sure you've done those driver's ed classes.
So school's out officially tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're
Happy day, early release.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Yes.
What are Dr. Eller's plans for the summertime?
So I will say that we are going to take a vacation after Memorial Day,
okay, which I'm really excited about. Yep. Cool, good deal.
I don't do a lot of vacations, but I've set aside a few days to go on vacation. And then I anticipate we will be spending a lot of time at the lake.
I bet. Yes. I bet you will.
In between regrouping for next year.
Of course.
Because as soon as this year's done, we begin immediately planning for the next school year.
Yeah, you don't just wait until August 1st to start planning for the upcoming year. There's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. And well, I don't know what else to say other than have a great summer.
Thank you.
And congratulations on all the achievement for this past year.
Well, congratulations to the class of 2025.
Yeah, absolutely.
They took advantage of opportunities, and they made it happen.
Absolutely, for sure, for sure.
And I cannot wait to celebrate with them tonight.
It's going to be a lot of fun, for sure. Dr. Michelle Eller, Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, thank you so much for the great year.
Yes.
And go Aggies.
That's right.